This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. This week, Illinoisans have traded winter jackets for warm clothes as temperatures rise well above the norm for the beginning of May. Though sporadic weather changes have larger implications for farmers and their harvests and the climate at large, most of us are just happy to see some sun after an especially dreary start to the spring. If you've woken up lately thinking to yourself, "Wow, it's been cloudy for weeks and weeks and weeks," it is not your imagination. Some parts of Illinois had just one day of sunshine last month, and the preliminary statewide average temperature was 49 degrees in April, tying it for the 30th coldest average on record since we started keeping track back in the late 1800s. We'll spend the remainder of our show today discussing this past month's record-breaking weather and talk about predictions for what may be a warmer summer than usual. Earlier this week, I taped a conversation about this with the Illinois State climatologist, Trent Ford, and Scott Collis, atmospheric scientist at Argonne National Laboratory. Because this is on tape, we're not taking calls, but you can always let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. Okay, here now is that conversation. So, Trent, I want to read a tweet to sort of set the tone. This is from a Twitter user in Chicago who wrote, "It is February 2022. I wake up to cold rain, overcast skies, and bitter wind. It is March 2022. I wake up to cold rain, overcast skies, and bitter wind. It is April 2022. I wake up to cold rain, overcast skies, and bitter wind. It is May 2022. I wake up to..." You get the idea. Can you summarize the kind of weather we've been seeing during this so-called spring in Illinois?
Gloomy is probably the best word. And it's not a true meteorological term, really, but I think it's the best to describe what we've been seeing. Indeed, the Twitterer was correct. I mean, we saw for most of the state a near normal to maybe slightly milder than normal winter. And we, you know, the calendar turns to March and then certainly to April. And by April, people are expecting it to be real spring, you know, where you can maybe wear a light jacket or something in the morning and take it off in the short sleeves in the afternoon and see the sun. And we really haven't, at least not consistently. It has been really for most of March and certainly almost all of April and really for the first few days of May was overcast, thick cloud cover, temperatures persistently below normal. I mean, you referenced April temperatures were, about 4 degrees below normal, 30th coldest on record, if that number holds. That really doesn't paint the picture of how persistently below normal they were. You know, often April will have these temperature swings where we'll go warm, then cold, and warm, then cold, averages somewhere in between. And it was just persistently below normal. And then we got a lot of rain. You know, parts of northern and southern Illinois were 1 to 2 inches wetter than normal, but actually central Illinois was a bit drier than normal, but we just got days and days of rain. Like for example, here in Champaign, we had 20 out of 30 April days where we measured measurable precipitation. So gloomy, rainy, overcast was really, and cool was really the persistent weather pattern really for the last 40 to 50 days.
So Scott, what is driving that weather pattern?
Yeah, so the old saying is that climate is what you expect and weather is what you get. So while we can't put all of this gloomy weather down to one particular phenomenon, one of the things we use to understand longer term patterns in our weather, more than just like the 7 day forecast, are actually the weather patterns that are really driven mainly by our oceans. And one of them is the Southern Hemisphere Oscillation, or ENSO. And currently we're in what we call a La Nina. And that is temperature patterns in the Pacific Ocean are actually forcing a lot of the weather storm systems to kind of arc up over Alaska, over the Aleutian Islands, head into Canada, and then drop down towards us. Now, the Pacific Ocean has actually been quite active recently. There's been quite a few what we call atmospheric rivers, which are these injections of moisture across the western coast of the United States. Places like Oregon are still actually seeing snowfall on the Cascade Mountains. So that wetter, colder air that's coming from our north and from the Pacific Ocean rather than from the south and the Gulf of Mexico has been one of the things which has just been keeping things cooler, gloomier, and wetter.
Trent, is this persistent dampness in the air and these cool temperatures. Let's talk about some of the practical effects of that, right? So it's obviously brings our collective mood down. It makes for some funny tweets. But is this affecting farmers? Is there actual sort of like economic consequences to this?
Yeah, so there are economic consequences, but real quickly to your first point, there are tangible mental health and actual physical health impacts from this as well. Anecdotally, talking to a few friends who are therapists, they've seen an uptick over the last month in folks who have, you know, seasonal depressive disorder, other sorts of issues that flare up when we have those very short days in the heart of wintertime, that made kind of a secondary appearance or reappearance this spring because of the lack of just consistent sunlight. So that is definitely a tangible impact. Now, when it comes to agriculture and horticulture, there is that impact as well. One has been just these kind of widespread planting delays. You know, spring is an important time for field work, planting, as well as termination of cover crops and things like that. For folks growing winter wheat in the southern part of the state, they have to get that out, get their soybeans or other crops in. So it's a busy time. And, a lot of that work requires heavy machinery on soils that can be pretty wet. And when we have that happen, it can be really problematic with soil compaction and things like that. And so, you know, one of the big impacts, I guess, from the persistent cold and wet that we've been seeing is field work and planting delays. So whereas a lot of folks would usually have a good chunk, if not the majority of their crop in the ground, at least folks that are south of Interstate 74 by this time of the year have either not gotten going or have a very small percent of their crop actually planted just because they haven't been able to get into their fields. So that has been one impact. Now, I will say, though, that as we look outside and the sun's shining and it looks like the forecast is getting warmer, you know, this year differs quite a bit from a previous year like 2019 that was also pretty wet. You know, 2019 was extremely wet. So not only did we have the frequency of precipitation, but every time it rained, we got a half inch, an inch and a half. This year, yes, it's rained a lot, but we haven't gotten a whole lot out of it. It's a tenth of an inch here, quarter of an inch here. So what that means is that once it does stop being cold and gloomy and raining every other day, the soils aren't excessively wet. So yes, there are planting field work delays. There have been tangible economic impacts from this, but I do expect that this year, kind of the spring field work season will be much less stressful than some other previous extreme years, like, for example, 2019.
Yeah, I remember 2019 when I was having to talk to the state ag director a lot and bone up on crop insurance because things were really bad that year, as I recall. Let me just take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the weather. We had a pretty gloomy spring so far. Now it's turning hot. We're speaking about that with Trent Ford, the Illinois State climatologist, and Scott Collis, who's an atmospheric scientist at Argonne National Labs. And Scott, let's talk a little bit about this turn in the weather we've had. In central Illinois, it's supposed to get up to the 90s this week. Is this how rare is this as a flip side to the cool spring we had?
Yeah, it's quite the roller coaster. We're going from, quite low temperatures, not quite hitting any records, but as, Trent said, hitting records in terms of their consistency of being low to, threatening some daily highs across some areas of Chicago. And this is really a story of what we call air masses here. So we talked before about how a lot of this gloomy weather has really been driven by weather systems that are injecting moisture from the Pacific, combining with cold air to our north. Well, all of a sudden, bang, our air mass has changed to a southern air mass where we're really reaching right down into the southern states and into the Gulf of Mexico, bringing up that warmer air that is entering our area, and also appreciably higher what we call dew points, which is how much moisture is in the air as well. So it's not only going to feel warmer, but it's also going to feel a lot stickier and a lot more humid, as folks will say. But the good news is this looks like it's going to stick around for some time. And as Trent said, that's going to start drying out that soil column, start drying out those soils. But also just with the amount of rainfall we've had, I'm looking out at my garden now and really expecting for things to start to pop this week.
Let's talk about the climate then and these weather extremes. Trent, this is always the question we kind of drive at in these conversations. How much of this can we say is climate change, global warming, global weirding, some have suggested is a more apt term for this?
Yeah, this is always a tough question just because, you know, as Scott kind of mentioned, you know, weather is what we get out of the climate is what we expect. So, you know, if we define the climate as kind of the baseline of what we expect weather to be, then a change in our climate will naturally affect all aspects of weather. That's a bit more philosophical than maybe your question asked for. But you know, in reality, any kind of manifestation of weather, you know, is not going to be directly impacted by climate change or caused by climate change, I should say. But we are seeing changes in the spring that make it more or less likely to get certain aspects of weather in the spring. And so the general pattern of climate change in spring in Illinois is warmer and certainly wetter. And on that wetter side, it's actually the opposite of what we saw this season, or at least what we've seen so far this spring season. We're expecting, or we've seen consistent trends, and the projections indicate continuation of those trends through this next century of more intense spring precipitation. So yes, wetter springs overall, which is something we've seen pretty much across the state this year, but more intense rainfall. So, you know, larger bursts of an inch and a half, 2 inch rainfall in a single day with longer dry spells in between. That's really the pattern for both spring and summer that's expected. So the wetter trend, that's something definitely that we've seen, but that kind of consistency of low precipitation amounts, but really frequent rainfall is actually not something yeah. that we've seen kind of contrast with the trends that we've seen overall.
Scott, what's your perspective on that? Sometimes I feel like, you know, I understand scientifically to be rigorous, you can't say any one event or any small series of events are attributed to climate change, but also the lobster in the pot, you know, the pot gets warmer by a degree every year, you know, is going to look up. And at what point can you say it's the chef? Most definitely.
Yeah. And Trent really hit the nail on the head. You know, we've had a lot of these, it's wet, but it's been smaller, less intense bouts of rainfall. That's actually quite typical for a La Nina year, because those westerly systems that kind of come from the Pacific, they are kind of that low soak. I mean, picture a San Francisco gloom, that gloom you get over the coast there. That's been what we've been getting. You know, to Trent's point, what we do expect more of are these strong thunderstorm driven rains, just simply because a warmer atmosphere can hold more moisture. So climate models predict that we're going to get more rain in the Midwest, but from fewer events. So more of these kind of flash droughts followed by more intense precipitation. So yes, it is super difficult to correlate specific weather events with climate change. Generally, the bigger the event, like a hurricane or a very large storm, the more directly attributable it is, especially if it's over the ocean. But what climate change does is it loads the dice and just makes these things more likely. But in any given year, you still get atypical winters or atypical springs.
Trent, only about 30 seconds remaining. What's ahead? I realize summer, climatological summer is you wrote in your recent report that it's the seasonal forecasts are the least confident for climatological summer. But what are we looking at ahead?
Yeah, well, in the near term, a spring heat wave. And I use that term deliberately because the temperatures that we're going to see in the next week or so are going to be well above normal, and combined with the humidity can induce some heat related health impacts. So that's, folks have to be well aware of that. Beyond that, you know, that the outlooks do look warm and perhaps on a little bit on the dry side for the seasonal outlook for summer. The warmth, though, the warmer than normal temperatures, all of the models really lean heavily into that. And so, you know, I like to say that the 90s that we may see this week will be one of the few this summer, but it's looking like it may be a bit of a hot summer looking ahead.
August in May. All right, Trent Ford, state climatologist, and Scott Collis, atmospheric scientist at Argonne National Labs. Thank you both so much for being with us on the 21st show.
Absolute Thanks, Brian. Pleasure.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again next time. In the sun.